You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And I don't think anybody's looking at the weather as a hamper to their performance today.
What do you make of these Arizona Cardinals coming in? They've had been up and down. I mean, they blew out the Rams. They've gotten blown out themselves by, like, the Washington Commanders. And then last week they go to Santa Clara, come from behind, and stun the 49ers.
Yeah, they can, on a given Sunday, I guess, they're that kind of team. And when I look at them, it all starts with Kyler Murray. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Wayne, the dude scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Running-wise, he averages over 10 yards a carry, and he can take it to the house at any given moment. He's scary that way. And then when I watch him throw in the passing game the Cardinals present, I look at a guy, I just look at him and think, he's got no conscience. He's fearless. And yet, he's thrown 7 touchdowns, just 2 picks. His quarterback rating is 99.1. But he will try to fit it in to the tightest of spaces and has no qualms doing it. Of all the Arizona Cardinals, all the things they bring to the party, Kyler Murray scares me most.
You know, the window that you're talking about, throwing into those tight windows, these receivers, in watching tape this week, Rock, of their last 3 games, they don't get open. They don't get a lot of separation. Even Marvin Harrison, who's just learning his role, they don't get a lot of separation in this receiving corps. Michael Wilson is probably right now their most accomplished receiver. They go to the tight end a lot. They'll play a lot of 12 personnel folks, which means 2 tight ends in the game. They do a lot of that stuff. But you're right. Murray's a problem. James Conner is, you know, he is close to the league lead in busting tackles. In other words, making people miss.
No, Connor, I mean, they have got a quarterback. They've got some potential at the receiver spot with Marvin Harrison. But James Connor is a consistent. He's going to be there week in and week out. And, Wayne, he may not take it 80 yards, but he'll take it 10 or 20. Mm-hmm. And he'll do so in a physical manner. I think when you look at difference-making players on their offense, you look at James Conner, you look at Kyler Murray, and possibly a Marvin Harrison who's learning the ropes, but obviously has a world of potential. But as you mentioned, he doesn't get wide open. I'm looking for that number 4 guy picked in the draft, and he doesn't get wide open, but he does catch the ball.
Oh, yeah, he can make the contested catch. Defensively, Rock, their problem has been difference makers up front in the pass rush, and you and I talked about it yesterday at practice, in that they don't have a lot of scary people on that front line rushing the quarterback, so they have to do a lot of different things. They'll blitz inside linebackers, they'll bring safeties and cornerbacks occasionally, that kind of thing, to try to generate some pressure, but so far it hasn't generated a whole lot.
Wayne, one of the matchups I really think that favors the Green Bay Packers is the Packers' offensive line versus their defensive front. Against the run, the Cardinals rank 28th in the league. And that's obviously not good. Now, when it comes to the pass rush, in that end of the equation, they don't, as you mentioned, they don't have that scary customer that we got to slide protection to this guy all the time. We got to make sure we know where he's coming from. They don't have one of those guys. Now, they're solid pro football players, but this is a game of difference makers, and I just don't see it in the front 7 or 8, depending on what they play, of the Arizona Cardinals. And I think that's an area, Green Bay's offensive line versus their front, I think that's an area the Packers come in with a potentially big advantage.
Cardinals giving up almost 150 yards rushing per game. I would imagine a heavy dose of the run here today, John Kuhn. What are the conditions like down to the field? You're right down there now.
Well, within the last 5 minutes, we just started getting a steady rain. It's not pouring big raindrops, but it's enough that it's a nuisance right now. It started out as a drizzle this morning, and it will be up and down primarily until halftime is what the reports are calling for right now. So something that, you know, potentially become an issue, but as Rock said, offenses generally have the advantage in this one.
Hey, John, what do you see as the points in this matchup that favor the Green Bay Packers and the points that don't as you look at this upcoming game?
Well, I think the Packers definitely have the advantage up front on their offensive line. I agree with you 100% that, you know, the Cardinals' defense, they're built for speed. They're not built for power. They're built to run around and get population to the football. But you can push them around from time to time, and I think the Packers need to take advantage in that. One thing that could be a little bit of a nuisance for the Packers' defense is the return of Trey McBride last week. He was a favorite target last year for Kyler Murray, and him being back now, you can see a comfort zone with him. You saw that last week with San Francisco. So it is Kyler Murray that everything on their offense revolves around. But they have just enough weapons in Connor, in Harrison Jr., and in Trey McBride that he could be a thorn in your side by spreading it around to the other guys.
You know, John, when you look at the – and you're right about this Cardinals team defensively. They're very small at linebacker. It's a big part of what they do. What do you make of their secondary from what you've seen on tape so far?
Well, they're scrappy. They run around with the wide receivers, and they get to footballs. They can turn the ball over, and really this game is going to come down to turnovers, guys. The Packers' defense, they've kind of relied on turnovers. The Arizona Cardinals, when they've won football games, they've relied on turnovers. So I think the team that best protects the football today is the team that's going to have a leg up. That's preaching to the choir because that's an obvious statement. But Arizona doesn't turn it over much. The Packers don't turn it over much. But they both seem to turn the ball over when they're on the field defensively.
Hey, John, when you were watching the tape, do you ever look at the Cardinal defense, and in particular the back end, and you can stare at it and stare at it, and I come away at times thinking, I don't know what the hell they're in.
Very much so. And Rock, a lot of that has to do with the numbers. I mean, you talk about you got outside linebackers with 25, inside linebackers 7 and 2. You got cornerbacks 24, 23, 21, safeties 34, 3. All the numbers are all mixed up, and you can never really tell who exactly is who. You got to study this team. You got to study the numbers. Yeah. In addition to studying X's or places on a field, the offensive line for the Packers and Jordan Love this week, they got to study numbers. They got to know personnel.
Yeah, you know, guys, I tell you what, you're exactly right. When I see 7 blitzing, Kaiser White, he's a linebacker. He looks like a defensive back. And the linebackers are not big on this football team, and that's a big part of it. And you're right, the numbers.
Yeah, one of their stars, Zaven Collins, starting linebacker.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he plays running back or corner, that kind of thing. Hey, John, one other thing from me. Do you see, and we don't have to microanalyze it, do you see any lingering effects from the whole Romeo Doubs deal?
Well, only Rock, that they had to talk about it this week. It was a distraction this week. How big of a distraction? We'll find out today. We'll find out how much playing time Rome has today and how much of a rapport he still has with Jordan Love. I don't anticipate anything to be fractured or anything to be different, but there were questions. Every single player, whether you talk Christian Watson, Jordan Love, Romeo Doubs, they all had to talk about the incident, and yet they all wanted to stay away from the incident. So it's something that, as long as it continues to impact or look like it could impact something on the field, it's something that could stay. But if they come out here and they play a good game and Romeo Doubs does his standard Romeo Doubs contribution to the team and everything looks good on the sideline here today, a lot can be said with body language and with performance, and we will see that here.
Thank you, John. Have a good day. And Wayne, I got to tell you, no matter what, Romeo Doubs still runs hellacious routes.
Yeah.
They're doing red zone work Friday, and he's in, and he's out, and he's back in again. Touchdown, Packers. I'm thinking, okay, Romeo's back.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully that's correct. One note for the Cardinals before we send it back to Dennis Krause. They have activated Chad Ryland today, their kicker who kicked well last week in Santa Clara. Matt Prater might still be out with that knee injury, and he's one of the best long-range kickers in football, so that's something to keep an eye on as we head toward kickoff here in Green Bay. Right now, let's send it back to Dennis Krause.
Thanks, guys. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. Packers and Cardinals, as franchises, have been playing against each other since 1921. The Packers have dominated it at home 27-10. Dating back to 1955, the Packers 8-1 in the series at home. Now, the last time the Cardinals were here, a day that we don't want to dwell on December 2nd, 2018. Cardinals won the game, and Mike McCarthy was fired afterwards. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing the blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
Make every green and gold home game one to remember at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance. Kick a field goal on the full-size football field, grab an ice-cold beverage, and enjoy live outdoor music all in the shadows of Lambeau Field. Festivities start 4 hours before kickoff. We'll see you at Titletown Game Day Live, presented by American Family Insurance on Sunday, when Green Bay hosts the Houston Texans. The action starts 4 hours before kickoff. Visit Titletown.com for all the details.
You're tuned in to That's Better on WSHP. That smooth groove was Medicaring About You. Mike and Merrill is on the line. Talk to me, Mike.
I'm older, but I have plenty of spring in my step. I want a Medicare plan that keeps up with me, but I keep getting the same old song whenever I call.
That's so out of touch. You got to get in touch with Security Health Plan. They've got benefits you'll dig and local award-winning service you'll love. Head over to securityhealth.org/getmedicare.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, Packers and Cardinals from Lambeau Field. Today, this is Packers Preview. We're in their middle night end zone, north end zone. Hope you can join us here if you're at the game. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. Joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. And James, so Romeo Doubs is back after a one-game suspension. He talked to some reporters on Friday and talked about, yeah, he wishes he'd handled it differently. He said it was not about his role. It was more that he, quote, had some things going on. And I guess my question to you is similar to what Wayne and Larry and John were discussing. Was this have any long-term impact, do you think, on the team?
Well, I hope not. I mean, me being around Romeo Doubs, I know what type of dude Romeo Doubs is. Obviously, when you're talking about mental health, man, Dennis, to be honest with you, I really don't think people understand how much pressure it is on young athletes going to the NFL. Parents, siblings, family members, it's all on you, especially especially growing up the way a lot of us grew up, it is all on you. And the pressure to play football and the pressure to provide for your family and the pressure to just be the one that's doing everything for your family can be a lot on you sometimes. And when Romeo Doubs talks mental health, I think it has a lot to do with that. But when you talk about a team, this is why you play the game of football. I tell people all the time, the locker room, the brotherhood that you build, this is why you play, because football is a game of life. So I don't think this will have an effect. I think his brothers will have his back. I think they'll try to help him. They'll try to motivate him. And obviously the organization will do everything they can to make sure that he can beat this mental health and just continue to, you know, be the football player that he is.
Mike, when we look at the injury situation, Devontae Wyatt out with an ankle injury, tight end Luke Musgrave going on injured reserve with an ankle injury. Packers have signed tight end John Fitzpatrick off the Falcons practice squad. They also elevated fullback Andrew Beck from the practice squad on Saturday. But the big question, which we'll know an answer in about 10 minutes or so, is five Packers questionable today.
Yeah, none were doubtful. So, I mean, would we expect Christian Watson to go? I would think we wouldn't expect him to go. The bigger question, I think, is going to be Jaire Alexander and whether or not he is back up and ready to go. He was a more active participant in practice this week in reps, but we'll get that report here relatively shortly.
The other questionable Packer is Rashid Walker with a knee, and, of course, that's important on the offensive line. Jordan Morgan trying to come back from that shoulder, and Aaron Mosby with a shoulder. James, I want to ask you about the Cardinals kicking situation, because as Wayne, Larry, and John were discussing, they've elevated kicker Chad Ryland. Matt Prater, the longtime veteran, we remember him with the Lions, he's questionable, and the fact that they elevated Ryland tells you that maybe Prater's not going to play in his second straight game. Now, yeah, he did okay, Ryland, but he also had a blocked field goal return for a touchdown.
You're talking about one of the best kickers in the league, Dennis. And I, to be honest with you, that's going to be a big blow if he cannot go. You're talking about one of the best kickers in the league. He kind of like when you cross the 50, it's automatic. That's just what I've seen from him. He's one of the most consistent kickers that I've seen, at least over the last 3-4 years. So they're going to need him. If he can't go, that's going to be a blow. We all know how important kickers are, right? We know
absolutely
that.
Yeah, we know that. Mike, what's going on in London with the Bears and the Jaguars?
Yeah, right now Chicago is up 21-3. Jacksonville is driving. They've got a 3rd-and-2 in the red zone of Chicago. Caleb Williams right now 17-21, 3 touchdowns, 172 yards, 1 pick in the game. So the Bears continue to feast on what has been a softer version of the schedule so far. But they are better than a lot of people wanted them to be, and Caleb Williams is starting to assimilate to the league very well.
And if they win that game today, they'll improve to 4-2. With a recap of last week's Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
The 2-2 Packers went out west to face off with the 1-win Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. 3 and outs would be the theme of the first half, but on the Packers' second drive after a pair of punts, Jordan Love found his favorite deep threat to set up the game's first points.
2nd and 10, Green Bay, the Packers 45. Love takes play action back to throw, deep drop, has time, rainbows for Reed down the left side, and Reed makes the catch inside the 5. A sensational over the shoulder catch. Down he goes at the 1 yard line of Los Angeles. What a throw! What a play! What a catch!
Josh Jacobs finding the end zone for the first time as a Packer made it 7-0 Green Bay. Matthew Stafford on the next drive took it to the Packers 4, but was turned over on downs. A Green Bay 3 and out gave it right back to the Rams, who went right down the field and tied the game with a Kyren Williams 1 yard TD plunge. Los Angeles then took the lead on a pick 6 thrown by Love from his own end zone, but the Packers got back on the board before halftime when Braden Arvidsson knocked home a 46-yard field goal as time expired. Down 13-10 to start the second half, the Packers defense turned it over to their turnover machine, Xavier McKinney. The Green Bay safety scooped up a fumble on the first possession of the second half, then tight end Tucker Kraft did the rest 2 plays later.
The action. Looking downfield, right flank, left side, Tucker Kraft wide open, left sideline, 40, 30, 25, 20, all the way to the end zone for the touchdown! Tuck
Kirk Kraft tight-roping the left sidelines to the end zone, and the Packers into the lead.
Now defending a lead, McKinney wasn't done, though, because he needed to make it 5-for-5 on the next L.A. drive.
Two safeties high, snap to Stafford, looking under a blitz. Rainbows down the left side.
It is intercepted! Intercepted by that man. X on the spot. McKinney coming back the other way. Across the 40 to the 45. And for the fifth game in a row, Xavier McKinney, the interception. Davis Allen, a tight end, made the tackle. Green Bay football.
Five games in a row. Absolutely amazing.
Tucker Kraft was looking for more and scored once again, making it 24-13 Packers. Up two scores, the offense embarked on their longest drive of the day, but netted no points, chewing off 8-plus minutes from the fourth quarter clock before Stafford and the Rams found pay dirt again, hitting DeMarcus Robinson for a one-yard touchdown. Los Angeles missed the two-point play, keeping it a touchdown advantage, which loomed large when the Rams faced a fourth down at the Green Bay 38 with a minute to play.
Stafford looking, waiting, throws. It's broken
yes.
up. Incomplete.
Yes.
Broken up on the play on a slant pattern. And it is Carrington Valentine who breaks it up. There is your dagger. Finally.
The Packers escaped Los Angeles with a 24-19 win and hold on to beat the Rams in L.A. for the first time since the 60s. Dennis, back to you at Lambeau Field.
Bill, thanks very much. Packers and the Cardinals today here at Lambeau, and Mike has a couple of updates.
Yeah, injury report, active, inactive, will come out in about 4 minutes, but right now Ian Rappaport just posting on his Twitter account that wide receiver Christian Watson is active today for Green Bay, which would be a big lift.
That'll be great. And Jacksonville has scored a touchdown, so they're now within, what, 21-10?
21-10. That one's midway through early in the third quarter.
Thank you, Mike. Bo Melton's brother Max is a cornerback out of Rutgers, second-round pick by the Cardinals, 43rd overall. So big day for the Melton family today here at Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Local news and timely hits, WRJN is part of the bigger Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin. Remember, we still have 540 AM WAUK with compelling talk shows that you can hear anywhere throughout Racine and Racine County. From the mornings with Earl Ingram and Jane Matinere, afternoons with Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn, we have the talk that's compelling and matters to you on the Civic Media Network. Hear it on 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Vice President General Manager Chris Morrow. If you'd like to join our team, we're looking for people who are interested in helping local businesses spread the word about what they do and who they help, what they sell, what they service on WRJN. We have existing openings for account executives on our staff. I'd love to hear from you, maybe have a conversation. 262-634-3311. Give me a call Monday morning, 634-3311. You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The Cuts Out of Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, Packers and Cardinals from Lambeau Field. This is Packers Preview. Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. Cardinals were 4-13 the last two seasons. They come in 2-3, but off a comeback win last Sunday at San Francisco, 24-23. Cardinals have only been penalized 19 times this season, lowest total in the NFL. And under Cliff Kingsbury, they were a very much penalized team, so they've made big strides there under Gannon as head coach, certainly. And I'll talk to James Jones about the Cardinals in just a moment, but right now we're going to have the game day inactives presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to health care, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. Scheduled now at ascension.org/wisconsincare. Mike?
Oh, do you want the good news?
Please.
How about it's all good news? We'll start with that. Cornerback Jair Alexander, wide receiver Christian Watson, and Rashid Walker, all active. All active for today's game.
That is good news.
Yeah, that is good news. The inactives, Keith Oladapo, Brendan Cox, Andre Dillard, Travis Glover, John Fitzpatrick, and we knew Devontae Wyatt. So the other question marks, Jair, Christian Watson, Rashid Walker, they are all active up for today's game.
That's great. All right, let's go to James Jones and talk about the Cardinals' offense. And, James, three guys that stand out to me of concern, Murray, Connor, and Harrison.
Those are the ones that you must stop. No, to be honest with you, Dennis, no lie. Kyler Murray's a legit quarterback in this league, and I know he's in Arizona, and I know he doesn't get a lot of airtime, and I know people say he play video games and he don't study film and all, whatever you want to say about him. But this dude right here, man, can play football, and he can play the game with his arm, and he can play the game with his legs. He is one of the quarterbacks, in my humble opinion, that makes a lot of people around him better. I'm scared of him today, and I'm not scared of a lot of stuff, but I'm scared because of how he can break the pocket and get out the pocket. You've seen what he did to the Niners last week. So, you know, obviously Connor and James Harrison is in the mix, but he is the chef in the kitchen that makes this whole thing go.
One of the receivers that Marvin Harrison Jr. studied before entering the NFL was Devontae Adams, the former Packer. Marvin Harrison, obviously,
Jones,
his dad was a Hall of Famer with the Colts. And Marvin Harrison Jr. went to high school in Philadelphia. Some questions, Mike, about the Cardinals' defense. Now, Chris Barnes, the former Packer, is on that team, but stopping the run has been a problem.
Yeah, just look out for Buda Baker when you're not running the football. But otherwise, Arizona is 28th in the NFL against the rush, almost 150 yards per game. The Packers have been very good with the ground game. They've got versatility in the ground game, so let's keep that attack going. And on a what looks to be a wet field, at least for the first half of this game, with rain likely throughout the first half, go ahead and take advantage of some of that on the ground.
You know, it's interesting, James, you mentioned that about Kyler Murray, because he's so associated with the Cardinals and how he goes, you know, they're going to go. He essentially, Kingsbury was the head coach to help him, and that didn't work out, and he moved down the line, as we know. But, I mean, they signed Kyler Murray to an extension over $230 million. He missed half of last season with a torn ACL. The question I want to ask you, James, though, is what the Packers did effectively in Brazil against Hurts and here in Green Bay against Richardson, two mobile quarterbacks like they're facing today.
Yeah, well, it's rush, but it's keep contained. You know, I think the main thing when you're playing a quarterback like Kyler Murray, sacks ain't necessarily the things that you're chasing. You do not want him to escape the pocket. And if you watch what we did with Jalen Hurts, we weren't necessarily trying to sack him. We just weren't trying not to let him get outside the pocket. So if you watched our edge rushers, they would push up the field, but then they would not continue to rush. They would stay there to keep him inside the pocket and force him to beat you with his arm. But to be honest with you, Dennis, in my humble opinion, Kyler Murray is different than all of them because Kyler Murray can throw the ball with the best of them, and I think that's why you still have to rush him. So it's going to be interesting to see how we play him today because he's definitely a different player than Jalen Hurts.
For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. Cardinals offensive lineman Paris Johnson Jr. was the highest drafted Ohio State offensive lineman since Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Save big bucks on Ram trucks during Ram Power Days at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, get $12,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Ram 2500 Bighorn at Martin's. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Savings from MSRP. MSRP may not be the actual price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 10/31/24.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now, Southeast Wisconsin's home to Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Hovel. For decades, Terry has been recognized as Southeast Wisconsin's expert on 50s, 60s, and even 70s music. He brings that expertise and passion for the songs that you love to Rock and Roll Never Forgets, exclusively on WRJN, Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Local news, timeless hits.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is Green Bay Packer football on WRJN. For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Back to Packer football.
Packers preview, Packers and Cardinals from Lambeau Field. One-on-one is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. A few days ago in the Packers locker room for Spectrum News One, I talked with Kingsley Enagbare of the Packers.
Coach has stressed turnovers, and you punched that ball out. How gratifying is that?
No, it was definitely, a big moment for the game, and I guess it's a cool moment. I guess it's one of the drills that we practice every day, so it's pretty good habit to pretty much come in with a tackle, come in and punch it. So,
how would you assess the development of your game?
I feel like I'm developing well. I feel like I made a couple of plays here and there in this run game, pass game, and it's pretty much just trying to be more consistent in both of those.
If there's one thing that you'd like to see the defense improve at, and you individually, what would it be?
I guess getting the ball out more, getting more turnovers, and continuing to lead the league. So,
specifically Arizona, what challenges do they present? Murray, obviously, his mobility.
I guess he's definitely one of the, focus point or whatever of their offense. He's pretty a dynamic player, whether it's passing the ball or running. So it's pretty much just trying to stop him and contain what he does and pretty much just limit the kind of player he is.
When something like the Romeo things happen, do you just say, hey, that's his business, I stay out of it, or do you say anything to him?
Pretty much what you said, his business, let them handle it how they handle it and go about it.
That's Kingsley Enagbare of the Packers, who have 14 takeaways, the most by any team in the NFL through five games since the 2021 Buffalo Bills. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for the Lou Regani Show. Lou Regani with the music of the stars, Sunday morning from 7 until kickoff. There's no Packer game on Sunday, he goes until noon. Be sure to hear music from the 30s, 40s, 50s, the big band era, Broadway, and more with Music of the Stars. Lou Regani's award-winning program now on the Civic Media Network, and Sunday morning starting at 7 on WRJN.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We know there's more than just the radio to listen to. That's why we developed the Civic Media app, where you can hear stations from across our Civic Media network simply by downloading Civic Media's app at civicmedia.us. Of course, WRJN is there with local news and timeless hits, but our full lineup of talk stations is available too. Download the app at www.civicmedia.us. The Civic Media app for everyone. WRJN, Racine, your home for Don Rosen in the morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Now back to Packer football on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, Packers and Cardinals from Lambeau Field. This is Packers Preview, and another touchdown for the Bears.
Yeah, it is Caleb Williams having a pretty good day. He's 20 for 25, 183, four touchdowns in the air and one pick. Two touchdown throws to Cole Kmet, the last two going to Keenan Allen, who's back and healthy and just made a great catch on a fade in the corner of the end zone. So it's now 28-10, first play of the fourth quarter, just happened on that touchdown score. The Bears lead Jacksonville.
Now, I know he just got a vote of confidence from the owner, but 2 weeks from today, the Packers play in Jacksonville, and I think a pertinent question at this point is, will Doug Peterson still be the coach of the Jaguars for that game?
Well, they're not playing very good football right now, so I think that is certainly in play. I don't like in season.
I don't like that
Robert
either.
Robert Saleh doesn't like it either now.
NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. James Jones, I want to ask you about the Romeo Doubs situation. If you're a fellow receiver, do you act like it never happened, or how do you react to what has gone on?
I think it's all about knowing who Romeo Doubs is. As a teammate and as a receiver, you definitely know who Romeo Doubs is. So you're going to know if a guy's coming off as selfish. Are you going to know if a guy's coming off as, you know, a guy that really needed some help and really needed some time to kind of really figure out some things in his life? So, you know, like I said, from my interactions that I've had with Romeo Doubs, this dude's a great dude. He never came off selfish. You know what I mean? He always came off as a team guy and wanting to be there for his teammates. So I think this is one of those ones to where it's just welcome back, bro. We glad you back here, man. Let's get back to work, man. And we all here for you if you need anything.
I like what you said there, and that was very similar to what Christian Watson said. Hey, you know, we're not going to let 2 days overwhelm, you know, 3 years of how he's conducted himself with the Packers. Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Wes Hotkowitz, clearly the best dressed of us here at the table, will join us after this for After Further Review. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. This is WRJN with our longtime historic frequency AM 1400. But now you can hear the timeless hits and local news on FM as well. 99.9 FM throughout the city of Racine and 98.1 FM in southern Racine County and throughout Kenosha County. It's local news, it's timeless hits, it's everything you've come to expect from local radio. WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Kenosha on 98.1 FM.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save Packers and Cardinals from Lambeau Field today. Just want it said that, you know, there's a huge crowd in the middle of that end zone, and it's really nothing to do with us. It's because the weather is a little bit damp. After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. Along with James Jones and Mike Keller, I'm Dennis Crosby, joined by Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com. Romeo Doubs talked to some reporters Friday, and Romeo said he wishes he'd handled things differently, said he had some things going on, but that he didn't miss practice because he was upset about his role. With all that context, Mike, what kind of reception do you think Romeo Doubs gets today?
I think he'll get a great reception. The Packer fans want the best for Romeo Doubs because they want the best for the team, and isn't that part of the whole equation? If Romeo Doubs and the receiving room can get to where they're all part of it, I think everybody wins. I think the fan base is going to love Romeo Doubs on his first play today. Absolutely.
I almost think, Wes, and you know, I'm looking at this from a distance, but it almost seemed to me like it was a preemptive move by him Friday to say what he said, because I think if he had been him saying, "I'm upset with my role," and he came off as a diva, the reception might be different, but he's saying, hey, I'm going through some stuff. It's not about the role.
Yeah, I think it's really important, Dennis, sometimes. I want to give a credit to Lauren Helmbrick from WFRV TV in Green Bay over this. Sometimes important to realize these are human beings that we're dealing with. And one of the things I wrote in our column for Insider Inbox this past week, Romeo Doubs has been nothing but an upstanding professional in 2.5 years that he's been with the Packers. When people ask me about this, and it seems like everybody that I've come across, this has been the number one topic on their mind, I kept saying, this is the second or third person I would not expect to ever do something like this. So trying to understand Rome and where he's at mentally, you're only going to be able to be on the outside of this thing. He spoke to his teammates. He cleared it up with the locker room. Christian Watson, who's been with him for the last 2.5 years, had a lot of nice things to say about him as a teammate, as a professional. These guys are ready to move forward. I just hope for Romeo's sake, whatever else he's dealing with, he's in a good place.
James?
No, I agree with Wes. I think the main thing that's going on, obviously you guys know my story growing up homeless. So when I made it to the National Football League, man, I was everything for my family. I was everything for everybody, man. Before I went to practice, I would have 100 calls of, can you do this and can you do that? I need this and I need that. And it's so much on a person, man, especially a young person trying to battle all that and then going out to the football field, whether it's practice, whether it's a game, saying, okay, now I got to beat Darrell Revis. Now I got to go out here and not miss it. It is extremely hard, and sometimes that can weigh on you. And we don't know exactly what Romeo Doubs was struggling with, but mental health is real, and a lot of this pressure that's on some of these young athletes is very, very real because I experienced it. Obviously, I did not do what Romeo did and miss practice or any of that, but everybody handles it different. So I think the best thing we can do now for this dude, knowing how great of a teammate he is and a person he is just really how can we help him? And my thing is really it don't matter about the ball. Let's make sure you're good.
Right.
Yeah, that's well put. Next question, Mike. Jordan Love has thrown 5 interceptions in the 3 games he's played.
Yeah.
Is he taking more chances this season?
Yeah, I don't know if he's taking more chances. I think he's made some bad decisions, and I think they want some of those bad decisions to minimize themselves. I think today's an important day in the season evolution of Jordan Love. I don't think he's gotten into a rhythm fully yet. I thought he did in the second half in Los Angeles a week ago. Let's see what today reveals in that regard. But he does need to continue to get better, and part of that getting better is to eliminate both decisions and bad throws. Some of the interceptions have been bad decisions. Others have just been not good throws, which I think is a little rust.
And I think, Wes, that, you know, and this is just my interpretation of it, but when a player, and it doesn't have to be Jordan Love, but any player signs that kind of contract, fans and media, myself included, sometimes expect that guy to be perfect. That's just unrealistic.
No, I mean, you and I, right before the segment, were watching Trevor Lawrence and the contract that he got from the Jaguars and just the disaster and dumpster fire that's been for them so far this season. What's promising about Love, I think, is what Mike kind of talked about in that second half. You saw him get back into a rhythm, 9 straight completions. I think if this offense can get back to its basis, being able to build things out, being able to play from ahead, control the tempo of a game, that's when Jordan Love was at his best at the second half of last season. These interceptions were somewhat a part of trying to come back in Brazil, trying to do some things, maybe a few too many things with the ball against Minnesota coming back. If he can get back within the structure of the offense, this is not a guy that's panicking. He doesn't throw interceptions because he panics. He's trying. He has that gunslinger in him, and he's trying to make something happen. I've said since day one, he has a lot more Brett Favre in him than Aaron Rodgers. That's just the way he's built when you look at his career at Utah State. They've taught him a lot. He's learned a lot. But that's the biggest key, is I think the more he plays on time, the better the efficiency is going to be.
It's interesting, James, that Wes mentioned Brett Favre, because when there was that pick six, which was the first pick six of Jordan Love's career last week, it reminded me of Brett Favre because he's trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah. I was there. He was actually trying to throw the ball away, and you know what I mean? My man was right there, Johnny, on the spot for the ball to run it back in for a pick six. But to be honest with you guys, he does need to do a better job of taking care of the football. That's first and foremost. We have a really good defense that also takes away the football. So if Jordan Love can be more careful with the football and not turn the football over, this team is going to be a really good football team. And he's that type of player. You know, I really think, and Wes brought up a good point, more of Brett Favre than Aaron Rodgers, but I really think he's right in the middle. You know what I mean? He's not extremely careful and extremely talented like Aaron Rodgers of not turning the ball over, but I don't think he's truly, truly that wild and reckless like Brett Favre. I think he's like right in the middle. But if he can take care of the football, because, you know, some of these throws are bad throws and some of them are trying to press a little bit. So I just think, number one, when you get in there and you get in that quarterback room, the number one goal going into every game is to not turn the ball over. He has to get better at that.
Mike, 5 interceptions in 5 games. That's the background. So where does Xavier McKinney rank with the best free agent signings in Packers history?
It's early, but I'll say this. Through 5 games, he would rank all the way up there with some of the very
Reggie
best.
White and Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
You know?
Don Hudson.
Yeah. Free agency. Was he a free agent?
I'll use my time to explain that.
When you're dressed like that, you can say anything you want.
Yes, say what he wants. Yeah, he's been really good, and take it back. He has found a way with the people around him to trust what they're doing so he can play free safety and emphasize the word free. He can go where he wants to because he knows that the guys around him are where they're supposed to be. That's a big deal, and he's been really good. Obviously, the numbers stand out by themselves.
Wes?
Don Hudson was a free agent signing, right? Huh. There was no draft back then. You had to go find your guys. There was that thing, right? The old wives' tale or whatever it was, where it was the two different teams. Were trying
Mike Keller
to sign
doesn't say anything on this show that he hasn't researched.
That he hasn't fully researched.
Yeah.
Hey,
listen,
I will say this. Reggie White was a bona fide star, already on his way to a Hall of Fame career, and they got him. Certainly Charles Woodson had to kind of revitalize himself a little bit, but was a former Heisman Trophy winner, was a prestigious player in the league. What I love most about the Xavier McKinney signing, they signed him at 24 years old, and he hasn't been to a Pro Bowl yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they were projecting this guy to really take that next step, and he's done exactly that. And the other aspect of it, I don't know if I can think of a free agent signing that's a better fit for what Green Bay wanted to do defensively. They wanted to play more single high. They wanted a guy that could control the secondary. Xavier McKinney's that guy. And now he's on the brink of history. He wanted 7 interceptions this year, and in 5 weeks he's already at 5. It's incredible.
About 30 seconds, James. But the thing about Xavier McKinney is, what were the Giants thinking? I mean, they let him walk. They let Saquon Barkley walk. I mean, it's not like they're overflowing with talent.
Yeah. That sound like the people up top in New York should be looking for a new job too, huh? You know, because, I mean, I don't know how you do that. But, no, he's a special player, man. And I think that you guys said it best, the fit.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.